Lee, remember this, August of 2025, the month we gained the upper hand for the first time in my lifetime over the left in the culture wars.
About time.
Using dollars and cents.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. To set this up, remember when Taylor Swift, when Taylor Swift endorsed Her Highness for president?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris, right? Okay. And so ever since then, she's been beloved by the left, beloved by Democrats. So, of course, for the last 48 hours, her engagement to Travis Kelce has been celebrated as if it was a holiday, some kind of event. Now, this would never happen, of course, if she was a megastar who supported Trump. But she supported Kamala. And so, by extension, Kelce has been beloved by the Democrats and the left just for being with her, you know? It's assumed he's, you know, kind of a Democrat, too.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Democrat adjacent.
You got Democrats who are celebrating a, you know, a marriage between a man and a woman. So
I know. Like nothing else could get them to do that.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So very heteronormative. I mean, it's problematic on so many levels. But if you endorse Kamala Harris, well, we'll just overlook the heteronormativity for now. Although it would help if she came out as bisexual. Anyway, I'm not saying she is. I'm saying it would help.
No,
Democrat talking
point.
Points. Okay.
Yes,
yeah, okay. Yes. All right. So, after the Democrats do everything, Lee, that back in 21 or 22, when they, through the FBI, controlled social media, they could have destroyed American Eagle. American Eagle stock would be spinning at the bottom of the ocean because the human rights campaign would have dumped them.
Oh, yeah.
There would be nobody to save them. They wouldn't have even done this.
They couldn't even done an ad campaign. For they
wouldn't
have
done
ran it. Yeah.
No, they wouldn't have done it. Right. Okay. Well, right now, Sydney Sweeney should be done. American Eagle should be done. But yesterday, after the Democrats did their level best to Nazi, white supremacist Nazi, American Eagle, they got the biggest fish of all, Travis Kelce. He signed on. With American Eagle? What?
Nope.
After they've been branded, the left specifically told us we are not allowed to buy their jeans because they're Nazis. And the Kelce people went, why? I want to make money.
Where do I sign?
Where do I sign? Understand the sheer impossibility of this if it was still the year 2022. If it was before X.
Oh, yeah.
If it was before all of it. And yesterday, this happened.
Here we go. Travis Kelce, sportswear and lifestyle brand, launching a new design collaboration with American Eagle, the company's first campaign since backlash over their viral Sydney Sweeney ad.
Yeah, so this ad came out yesterday, and this is just one day after he got engaged. Travis Kelce is having a pretty big week right now. So the ad comes out. It's this collaboration between his company, his lifestyle brand. It's called True Colors and American Eagle. But what's interesting is that this is right after the Sydney Sweeney jeans controversy, where the company got embroiled with her ad campaign. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, and there's a lot of backlash about the word jeans. Interesting, though, the stock has actually gone up at American Eagle. Here's their statement. American Eagle and Travis Kelce were destined to collaborate, an iconic brand teaming up with one of the greatest athletes of our generation. That's what I call a win. Travis Kelce saying, quote, I want everyone to feel like there is something for them in the collection, something they can feel good in and make their own. I'm excited for it to finally be out in the world. And, you know, it's interesting because there's this op-ed this morning on Fox News.com. It talks about the whole Cracker Barrel miscalculation that's really cost their company millions of dollars. And it talks about this rebranding thing. Corporate rebranding, cultural firestorms often flow from internal ideological ignorance and progressive arrogance to outside firms obsessed with forcing distorted and often woke worldviews on everybody else. So it's interesting that you've got these two dichotomies, the whole Cracker Barrel story, which went one direction, and then American Eagle.
No, it didn't. We went full force up against the left for control of Cracker Barrel, and we won.
Yeah.
But what happened here? What happened here? When we are lashing Cracker Barrel, because now we have a platform on X and Instagram and all these other places, because Mark Zuckerberg has knuckled under us to us now, too. He's following the mob, and the mob is us, the normals, and it's a good mob. Okay, so what happens? The stock at Cracker Barrel, pay attention to this, gets beaten down. They can't take it anymore. Beaten down more than Obama's human rights campaign could beat it down with a negative LGBTQ rating. More than Larry Fink, who now leads the World Economic Forum, and BlackRock could beat it down. More than Vanguard could beat it down by dumping it. And they go, uncle.
Yeah.
And then watch what happens. Okay, uncle, you can have Uncle Herschel. You can keep him. Stock goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Every CEO in the country that Obama and Biden formally terrorized with the human rights campaign, just watch that.
Yep.
What else did she say there? It's all about money. You know it comes down to money. What else went up? American Eagle stock went up. After the left did everything they could to destroy it, including their media, went up. Went up so much, all of a sudden, Kelsey's got to be on board. Despite the left doing their level best Nazi on it. That's two wins in a week. Normally, it would go the Gina Carano route. She was absolutely destroyed, Lee. Her career was just destroyed. She was canceled. Normally, you would see Sydney Sweeney would be canceled. And if Kelsey jumped on, canceled. I mean, could you imagine doing something like this during the Summer of Love NFL era?
Yeah.
Where you had to put a Democrat-approved talking point, a fake talking point about police violence on your helmet. I think you could choose between six of them, but you couldn't choose not to put one on. Why? The terror. The NFL was terrified of the Democrats' human rights campaign, of all these crazy people. It's over. It's over. We win. I never thought this was possible.
Yeah.
But Americans, you know what's making this happen? Americans are getting all sides of the story. This is being debated in families, and families are forwarding this tweet and that tweet and this side and that side. We're actually talking about real things now instead of some slanted, stupid lie that the Democrat media would make up. They have no power. Now, think about this. This is a dilemma. This is a big dilemma case because they have been pimping the Taylor Swift engagement for 48 hours. Why? Because she's a model Democrat, okay? Mm-hmm. And Kelsey does this. They don't know what to do. Do they cancel Kelsey and keep her? Do they cancel both of them? Or do they just give up because they can't cancel anyone anymore?
I think they've given up because they can't cancel anybody.
Nope, they can't.
They're trying to celebrate it because they're trying to make an appeasement to the normals.
Yes.
And they know that if they suddenly start going out of their way to criticize Taylor Swift, whose biggest fan base is in their target demo, then it's going to cost them.
And it didn't before. And the reason it didn't before was because all of these 535 major brands had all signed on with the human rights campaign. They were all woke. And so if your competition is woke and you're woke, it doesn't hurt you.
Right, right.
But that just changed this week.
Yeah.
This is a huge week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this means Sydney Sweeney's not done. I mean, she's not going to be able to work with the traditional Hollywood studios probably, but well, somebody will pick her up. I mean, she's huge now. Dunkin' Donuts picked her up after she was supposed to be a disgraced Nazi canceled.
Well, I noticed, and listen, I do not follow her on social media. I couldn't even tell you why she's famous. But I did notice that there was some viral video going on of her at a gun range.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The girl can handle a weapon. I am impressed.
I know.
And now, this is, to me, this is what impresses me the most. She restores American classic muscle cars. She actually works on cars, yes, that have internal combustion engines. Not that I'm opposed to EVs, but I'm a fan of the internal combustion engine in classic American cars, and she works on them. And she's got some. And
she's a registered Republican. Well, I mean, she'd be dead. She'd be done, her career. I mean, like, just 2022, done.
Yeah. This is the kind of woman that you want your son to come across.
I know. Fantastic, right? Like, where can I get three or four of these? Yeah, I know. So yeah, no, it's fantastic. So all that's going on. And by the way, on this Taylor Swift thing, I don't like her politics. I do like her music. I have quite a bit of it on my playlist. I'm ashamed to admit I do. But I don't buy it, okay? So don't panic. But I do listen after. I can get it for free with that.
There you go.
But okay, yes, she can sing. Okay, so here's the other thing that the left had. This is really good about this engagement, okay? When you look at all the polls, and we bring them to you monthly on American women, they're giving up on marriage, they're giving up on men, they don't like men because why? They've been told they shouldn't, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Marriage is heteronormative,
right, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then Taylor Swift goes and lives the fairy tale. This is so bad for the Democrats. She's just made marriage really cool because these women, have you ever seen them when they go to her concerts? They're like lemmings. If she does something, if she buys something, if she says, go buy this lipstick, they all buy it, even if it's not the right shade for them. They're going to all get married now.
Make marriage great again?
Yes, they're going to go find, and he's a manly man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I like him.
NFL football player.
But he's like, you know, he's masculine.
Yeah.
The thing you're not supposed to like. So this could be, I mean, I'm not actually being sarcastic. For once, this could actually help marriage with this demographic is women are so opposed to it. We've had these polls over 50% say they don't want to marry. Yeah. They don't like men. They're not even on, you know, they're trying to meet men because men are toxic and blah, 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 and whatever else they heard on TikTok and Instagram. And this is, you know, she is a confirmed Democrat woman. She's Democrat branded. She's getting married to a dude. It's great. Now, if she'd crank out like 3 to 5 children, that would help. But but okay. We're not there yet, okay? Not yet. So this is a mess for the left. This is a disaster. Throw it on the heap and pile of disasters. They are piling up. Why did this happen? This shooting. I'm going to break it down like nobody else will today. Let's start with this. Toxicology report. Go Google this. Even on Google, they don't completely hide the truth. What happens to your body if you take cross-sex hormones? Anybody know? Google this. Do cross-sex hormones cause schizophrenia-like symptoms? Do cross-sex hormones cause psychosis? Was he on cross-sex hormones, this monster? We need to see the tax report. Normally, that's public information. We've never seen it on Audrey Hill, the Nashville shooter. See, for women, it causes them to go psychotic because the male hormones repress estrogen, which has a terrible effect on your internal systems. Not my take on it. Google's. Here's what Google said. While gender-affirming hormone therapy itself does not directly cause schizophrenia, fluctuations in sex hormones and pre-existing vulnerabilities can play a role in onset or exacerbation of psychosis. Huh. So if you take cross-sex hormones into your body, it can play a role in the onset or exacerbation of psychosis. No wonder every Democrat out there was like, let's not talk about trans. Let's not talk about the transgender community. Why? Because you'll be right here talking about the cross-sex hormones. Was he on them? It was as if he was going crazy, just like her. That same scattered, don't really feel like I'm in my body. I mean, it's identical. It's identical. Anybody going to look into it? No, don't talk about it. Well, we kind of need to talk about it. In fact, we need to talk about it a lot. And we need to talk about it a lot for two specific reasons. Reason number one, 3 million Americans in all-time high now identify as trans, and transgender, 75% of them, a staggering 75% of them are under the age of 30. That's not possible. It's not possible. That's not science, that's brainwashing. What are they doing? Taking these hormones. What do they do? Make you psychotic. Not in all cases, but in some. Even Google admits it in between the Pravda-style talking points about how gender hormone therapy is really awesome, you know. This is what they don't want us talking about. That you will never see the toxicology report. It will never be. Why? Because liberals control Minneapolis. But let's keep going. This killing, folks, was clearly a knockoff crime from Audrey Hale and what she did in Nashville. I mean, the circumstances are identical. His mom worked at the Catholic school. They think he might have gone there. They can't say for sure. So there's a family connection to the church, to the school. And he goes where? To the church, to the school. It's the same thing. Why did that happen? Because this is a Democrat party that cheered the killing of a CEO, cheered Audrey Hale. And they all but tell you, you're going to be a hero. You're going to get to as close to as immortal as you can get if you pick up a gun as a transgender person and you do this. And these people who are transgender are not wrong to think everyone is cheering for violence like that, that they want me to do it. Let's go back and remember the horror here. March 27, 2023, Audrey Hale, who I would love to know if she's on that cross-sex hormones, because even Google says for women, when you repress estrogen on your central nervous system, it causes what? Say it with me, psychosis. got it up on my X feed. You can do the search yourself. It'll probably come back the same. March 27, 2023, Audrey Hale goes into that Nashville Presbyterian school and she kills six. Days later, what happens? Violent pro-transgender activists and Democrats, but then I repeat myself, by the thousands storm the Nashville, Tennessee legislature. They are holding up, remember, six people dead, seven fingers. Why? Seven victims. They are saying, disgusting, that the new hero, Audrey Hale, was a victim. Of what? Of who? Well, of Republicans, of course. They were lauding her as a hero with those seven fingers. I made a big deal of it at the time. What was the date that happened again? March 27, 2023. 3 days later, three, count them, three, for the first time, Joe Biden declared a trans day of visibility would be celebrated from the White House. Trans day of visibility. This is a president who never lifted the phone to call the parents of those dead people. Three dead kids, no, four dead kids and two adults. Oh, the message is clear. Almost as clear as when CNN fell down slobbering over the murderer of that healthcare CEO. They love an assassin and they deserve to have it hung around their neck. They did this. Let's not pretend it's the guns. It's the Democrat propaganda. And it happens again and again and again and again. Let's just run down the list, shall we? Because it is so long. The Minnesota church shooting, transgender. The Republican Party firebombing, yep, gender fluid. The Nashville shooter, Audrey Hale, transgender. The Colorado Tesla arsonist, transgender. The Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. The Aberdeen shooter, transgender. The Denver school shooter, yep, say it with me, transgender. The Iowa school shooter, transgender, gender fluid. The AMC movie theater stabber, yep, transgender. And most horrifically, the New York Post had this yesterday, ironically, before any of this happened. Alvarez, eight people arrested. Not great shots, thankfully. Remember the ones who went outside the Border Patrol facility and tried to trick them into coming out, and they ended up shooting a cop, thinking he was Border Patrol? What was that? Transgender cell. Bunch of transgender men who lived in a commune. Starting to see the pattern here? It's an epidemic. We need the toxicology reports. Folks, when even Google admits this causes schizophrenia-like symptoms and psychosis when you take cross-sex hormones. And you know what's interesting? For women, it's when you take them. For men, the psychosis happens when they go off of them. But it happens. We'd have a serious debate. And I think our side's just not tuned into it. We got to stop adults from taking these hormones. Because people keep dying. Texter earlier had a brilliant idea. These parents should get a lawyer and sue the companies that make the hormones for the deaths of their children. Amen. Amen. Because it keeps happening. And it also keeps happening because Joe Biden and the White House made Audrey Hale a low-key folk hero. Do you remember after the Trans Day of Visibility, they had all of those transgender activists, gay rights activists come to the White House to celebrate? This was within days of Audrey Hale killing those kids. And do you remember it ended up being embarrassing because one of them flashed his breasts and they had to condemn it? And it's Democrats, y'all. Just Democrats. That's why this happened. It's not guns. And Democrats know it. Meanwhile, folks, so much treason, so little time. Our founders would be just dumbstruck what we put up with. Folks, you know, we think about captured agencies. We think what? FBI? DOJ? Agencies that I document daily, we are fighting tooth and nail to take back from the left. An anti-American left that hates this country, wants to destroy anybody who loves it and the freedom that they love along with it. And we don't generally think of the Pentagon as captured, but it is. Maybe the worst of all. Maybe the worst to conquer and take back. Why? Documented on this show, starting with Investors Business Daily, did an amazing amount of work on this really during the Obama administration. 118 top-ranked generals, colonels, you know, mid, upper mid-level on up were purged for not being sufficiently leftist. out of our military. Things went decidedly left-wing. They were preparing the military to be used on U.S. soil. But in the meantime, they were doing what Democrats do, collude with the Chinese and our worst enemies. To this day, and this is what boggles my mind, we keep trotting Fauci out like the gimp. You ever see Pulp Fiction, one of my favorite movies? They kept a gimp downstairs in a box. They trot him out like the gimp and flog him for giving Wuhan lab like $6 million. Who's the person at the Pentagon who approved the $52 million for the Wuhan lab? Who is that? Ever seen him? No. It's weird. Rand Paul has forced Fauci to appear more than a dozen times. Doesn't seem interested at all in the $52 million from the Pentagon. I don't understand. Went right to the Wuhan lab. The bioweapons lab, you know, of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. We don't want to know who approved that. They're still in the Pentagon, but they are. Was it Black and Veatch or someone else? And then we find somebody at USAID matched that, another $52 million, sent to the Chinese to go into those bat caves and retrieve the COVID. Somebody had to do it so they could weaponize it and kill a million of us. They later said, we're so sorry. We lost the sample somewhere in between the caves and their lab, but looks like they got there. We paid for our own destruction. Who was that? It's $52 million, a lot more than $6 million. Who was that at USAID? That's treason. Just saying. We got a lot of questions we need to answer, folks. And Pete Hegseth hit on a huge one. Yet another example of our military, whose only real job is to defeat the Chinese one way or another and protect us from them, keep them from killing us all, which they try to do quarterly with the bioweapons they send. One job. And it turns out Barack Obama quietly approved when he gave Microsoft, when his administration gave Microsoft that contract to manage the clouds. You know what? We won't have American engineers here in America do that. We'll send that to China. Wait, I'm sorry. You're telling me China was overseeing the clouds for the Defense Intelligence Agency? Uh-huh. Wait, people on the Chinese mainland? Yeah. And they even had an elaborate system to cover it up. They took members of our military, low-ranking folks, not that anyone is low-ranking, but low-ranking, I'm not talking about like top officials, low-ranking folks who don't even know how to code, and they would hire them for their security clearances and then use those security clearances as a backdoor to let the Chinese engineers in on the theory that these military members were watching the Chinese coders, keeping everything fine. They'd pay the minimum wage. Well, these people didn't even have the ability to write, read, understand code, understand any of it. They just got paid to cover up the whole thing. Obama quietly approved it. That sounds kind of like treason-y, doesn't it? What it means is that the Chinese have been inside out of our cloud. So our Defense Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon's cloud, but also the NSA, the CIA. Are we stupid? At some point, it starts to all look really, really deliberate. Like maybe the Democrat Party and the agencies they control in the U.S. government, or I don't know, kind of merging with China. Well, overnight, Pete Hegseth, head of our military, came out with a statement. I don't usually play things in their entirety, but you need to hear this. Promising a look-see on this. Yeah, I don't want to just investigate Microsoft. I want to know how Obama approved this and why he approved this. I want to know specifically who approved it. But did Obama know? We're told he did. We don't have proof of that in writing. Here's Pete Hegseth. He's as horrified as we are.
Last month, the Department of Defense was made aware of an Obama-Biden-era legacy program called Digital Escorts. For nearly a decade, Microsoft has used Chinese coders, remotely supervised by U.S. contractors, to support sensitive DoD cloud systems. The program was designed to comply with contracting rules, but it exposed the department to unacceptable risk. I mean, if you're thinking America first and common sense, this doesn't pass either of those tests. So I initiated an immediate review of this vulnerability, and I want to report our initial findings. So the use of Chinese nationals to service Department of Defense cloud environments, it's over. We've issued a formal letter of concern to Microsoft documenting this breach of trust, and we're requiring a third-party audit of Microsoft's digital escort program, including the code and the submissions by Chinese nationals. This audit will be free of charge for U.S. taxpayers. I'm also tasking the Department of Defense experts with a separate investigation of the digital escort program and the Chinese Microsoft employees that were involved in it. These investigations will help us determine the impact of this digital escort workaround. Did they put anything in the code that we didn't know about? We're going to find out.
Oh, you bet they did.
Additionally, Department of Defense software vendors will identify and terminate any Chinese involvement in DoD systems. It blows my mind that I'm even saying these things.
Yeah, me too.
Common sense that we ever allowed it to happen. That's why we're attacking it so hard.
Okay. No more contracts for Microsoft. Can't trust it. Again, folks, these aren't some nice Chinese students here in America. These are Chinese computer tech guys on the Chinese mainland inside our most sensitive servers. Why don't we just publish this stuff on the servers, you know, right there on X? Let's just like get it all out there. So much treason, so little time. Watch the fight. Yeah, watch the fight that's going on right now at the CDC. This is fascinating stuff. Headline in the Hill, CDC director resists ouster, says she will not resign. It's kind of confusing. Some sources are saying she was fired. She's just refusing to go. She's hired all the right Democrat attorneys. Listen, when we try to coexist, Democrats never try to coexist with us. They never appoint Republicans to stuff unless they're really Democrats. She's legit a vaccine dictator. As a person who's worked for or been on the payroll of the big vaccine industry, you should never get a job again inside government handling vaccine policy if you've ever been on the payroll. In fact, it should be illegal for you to ever go on the payroll when you leave. She's a vaccine dictator. She'd slap a lockdown on you so fast your head would spin. Why on earth Trump appointed her, I don't know. Laura Loomer tried to stop him. He wouldn't listen. Now, here we are. She was confirmed on July 29th, and she's out the door already. We couldn't make it a month with one of them in charge, because of course we couldn't. What is this all over? By the way, four others at the head of the vaccine infrastructure inside the CDC went with it. What is this about? Well, they're all owned by the pharmaceutical industry, for starters. And the problem is this. Kennedy just came out and said he's ending the emergency use authorization for the shots, for the very deadly mRNA vaccine shots. And they are really mad. Now, the grotesque irony is this moron who, unfortunately, at least she didn't make it to 6 weeks as a CDC director. You know what she actually said? She is refusing to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless directives. She didn't agree with ending the emergency use authorization, which, remember, went through Congress, during COVID. And she's saying that's unscientific. No. See, here's what they're trying to do, okay? If you end the emergency use authorization, what does that mean? They've got to trial these shots, print the data on how many they kill, it's a record number, according to, our own internal reporting mechanisms. And they've got to use double blind trials. In other words, we're going to know all the side effects. It's got to be transparent. They got to publish it. If we end the emergency use authorization, doesn't that sound like science to you? That's science right there, right? Like we do real vaccine trials that average 7 years. Well, her masters, the shot makers, they don't want those trials. They don't want you to know about the side effects that have killed more than 30,000. According to VAERS, our own government data, it's probably 300,000. But yeah, no, they don't want you to know. So she wants to keep the emergency use authorization because it suspends science and gets into the horror of these shots. They're going to actually have, look, you can make mRNA vaccines all you want. You can sell them all you want. You just got all Kennedy's saying is you got to prove they're safe and effective, that they actually stop COVID, which they do not. She didn't want that. So she's on a rampage. Why Trump brings these people in, I don't understand. He never learns.